From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, April 25th. Coming up, we'll hear about the arts and entertainment events coming to Champaign-Urbana this weekend. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Republicans in the Illinois House introduced a new bill that could increase the penalty for people who protest on some busy roadways. Jade Marceau reports.
The bill targets blockages that last more than 5 minutes and prevent emergency services from traveling. It will make it a felony. Currently, people who block traffic in Illinois can receive a misdemeanor. Ed Yonka, with the American Civil Liberties Union of Illinois, says people should not receive a more serious punishment for protesting.
The thing that's really troubling in many ways is the suggestion that we have to limit protest in order to enhance public safety.
The proposal follows a protest last week when pro-Palestinian demonstrators blocked traffic into Chicago O'Hare International Airport. I'm Jade Marceau.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and other elected officials say they're skeptical about the Chicago Bears' plans for a new lakefront stadium. The $4.7 billion plan calls for a domed stadium on the city's museum campus. The Bears are pledging more than $2 billion in private funding, and media reports say taxpayers would have to foot a bill of about $2 billion. At an unrelated press conference, Pritzker says this stadium is not a high priority for taxpayers.
The owners of these private businesses need to put a lot more forward in order to get, you know, have their dreams fulfilled and not just rely upon the taxpayers of Illinois to make that happen for them.
And Senate President Don Harmon, in a statement, said he echoed, quote, the governor's skepticism. Illinois sophomore golfer Ryan Vuis won Big Ten Conference Golfer of the Week. Vuis led the number 18 overall Illini to victory at the Fighting Illini Spring Collegiate at Atkins Golf Club in Urbana. Vuis was the only golfer out of 69 to shoot under par during the 54-hole tournament. Vuis is the fourth Illini to be named Big Ten Men's Golfer of the Week during the 2023-2024 season. Still to come, a preview of the arts and entertainment events coming to Central Illinois this weekend, including the Illinois Marathon. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Based on real-life events, Mr. Bates versus the Post Office from Masterpiece is a shocking story of ordinary people locked in a battle against a powerful government-owned corporation. For more than a decade, the government blamed British post office managers for missing funds, which ruined lives and reputations. But workers uncovered glitches in the post office's own computer system, which it had denied for years. Friends of WILL can binge all 4 episodes of the series now with Passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. If you're looking for some live entertainment, plenty is coming to the Champaign-Urbana area this weekend. I sat down with Adeline Moy from the Illinois Student Newsroom to talk about just a few of the upcoming events on Will Call. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, April 25th, the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon Race Weekend kicks off in Champaign. This is Thursday through Saturday afternoon. On Thursday, there's the Green Street Mile. On Friday, the 5K. And on Saturday, the 10K, the half marathon, the marathon relay, and the full marathon, as well as a youth run on Saturday afternoon. For information on road closures and information about volunteering or signing up last minute for any races, you can visit illinoismarathon.com.
That same day, Centennial High School in Champaign is performing the show Almost Maine. It opens at 7 p.m. and runs Thursday through Saturday with 7 p.m. performances. Their final performance is on Sunday, April 28th at 2 p.m. Almost Maine is a romantic comedy made up of 9 short plays about love, loss, friendship, and hope. Again, that's the show Almost Maine at Centennial High School. On that Friday, April 26th, there is a Queer, Trans, and BIPOC Voices workshop and open mic at the Red Herring, a vegetarian restaurant in Urbana. It runs from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., and for more information, you can visit their website at www.redherringlove.com/events.
Also on Friday, April 26th, Little Shop of Horrors continues at Parkland College in Champaign. This is the final weekend of the show's run. Shows are at 7:30 on Friday and Saturday with a 3 p.m. matinee on Sunday. For those who are unfamiliar with the show, a meek floral assistant named Seymour Krelborn stumbles across a new breed of a plant he names Audrey II after his co-worker crush. I saw the show opening week and it was amazing. It is fun, it is silly, and it is full of a lot of talented people.
I mean, who wouldn't want to watch a show with a plant called Audrey II? Too,
exactly. It is worth going. Again, that is back on stage on Friday, April 26th at the Parkland College in Champaign.
On Saturday, April 27th, the Claudettes, featuring special guest Jalen Hope, perform at the Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana. The doors open at 7 p.m., and the show starts at 8:30 p.m. and runs until 11 p.m. The Claudettes combine indie pop and rock, and let's take a listen to the Claudettes.
When I said I wanted revolution, I was asking you to spin.
Again, that's the Claudettes with Jalen Hope at the Rose Bowl Tavern. For more information, you can visit theclaudettes.com.
On Sunday, April 28th, an evening with David Sedaris at the Virginia Theater in Champaign. The show starts at 7 p.m. This author and best-selling humorist will offer a selection of readings and recollections following the release of his newest books, Happy Go Lucky and A Carnival of Snackery. It also includes a live Q&A and a book signing. You can visit the Virginia Theater's website for more information. And for more information about these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly sunny with a high of 62 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Jade Marceau, Mawa Iqbal, Colin Highslope, May Antar, Kimberly Schofield, and Adeline Moy. Music by the Kilbourn Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.